Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. You got another one? Amen. Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. And be glad in it. And be glad in it.
I will rejoice.
Any praise report today. Amen. Something good is taking place in your life or family life or whatever. We want to hear from you today. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for her son. Amen. Who graduated and going to the Navy. Amen. Praise God. So praise God. Amen. Amen. There's someone else got a testimony, got a prayer request or whatever. Amen. Amen. Any of y'all out there, praise God. Amen. Let us just stand. We're going to pray then. Amen. Because we just believe in God. We'll believe in God. Amen. Go ahead.
We've been blessed all week long. And if that's other things that we have food for our family, we have followed on our highest, we have people of faith. And not to consider, we can say that.
Amen.
Everyone standing in this building here right now, can say that we have clothes, food, and shelter. And I didn't want to thank God for that because, you know, he's blessing us mightily. And we have strengthened our bodies so we can move around, go here and there. We have cars in our driveway, you know, and we have a lot of cars in our driveway.
Amen, amen.
But I want to thank God, you know, for my children, you know, they still being blessed, so they have homes, you know, they have cars, they have jobs. I mean, if you don't have no job, you have jobs. I just thank God just for being a miracle work of God.
Amen.
And everybody that on the line this morning, I thank you for the Lord that you have called and continue to bless.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's pray. Father God, we are thankful this morning that you brought us together again, Lord, to this place, Lord. And Lord, we are able to come together, Lord, as a body this morning, oh Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we are fitly joined together, Lord, by that part which every joint supplies. And Lord, we give you praise for your word. We give you praise, oh Lord, for you bringing forth your word, oh Lord. And Lord, for your word being fulfilled in our lives, Lord. And so I said, thank you for this nation, Lord, for you put us in, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for our salvation. Thank you for the blood that was shed upon the tree. And Lord, I give an all praise and glory to Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. We don't thank God this morning. Amen. You don't go out. Amen. It's good to see each other. Amen. That we've been away from one another for a while. And it seemed that it's taken a little while for us to be able to come back together. Amen.
Amen.
You know, after you've been separated a while, we seem to lose touch with one another. Amen. And we get a little lazy, and you have been used to sleeping on Sunday mornings. You just turn on and turn the radio on, or you turn the Facebook on, and you get something, and then you turn over and go back to sleep. You didn't have to put on no clothes. You didn't have to do anything. All you have to do is just turn it on and listen to it being played while you sleep. Amen. I won't say while you're awake, but you did it while you were asleep. Amen. And so it's good that, you know, when we can get back up again and say, I'm going to make an effort just to come back to the house of God. Amen. And so that's a good thing. We made an effort to come back to the house of God. So I just want to give God praise for everyone being here this morning, because all of you that made an effort to come this morning, and all of you who had no fear in coming this morning, and you're not letting the enemy stop you from going about your everyday business and doing what it is you need to do, because you believe God got your back. Amen. Does everybody say, God got my back? Amen. You got to say, God got your back. Amen. Amen. I guess last night I was sitting there thinking, well, what am I going to say this morning? What am I going to say this morning? Amen. You know, I get like that sometimes this morning, some Saturday night, and I sat there and wonder all night, well, what am I going to say? What am I going to say, you know, this morning? But I do have something I'm going to say this morning. And I'd like you to turn to 2 John chapter 1. And verse 10, amen. And we want to talk about some things this morning. And I looked up the word, when we talk about a word like discern, amen. The word discern, to distinguish, to understand, amen, or to conceive. You know, we're thinking about that, amen. There's a word we have to get. St. John chapter 1, verse 10, and we want to talk about it. Father God, bless this word in Jesus' name. Because we want to talk about this, because we need to be able to discern, you know, when we don't discern, when you don't discern or what, perceive a thing, you can get confused by it. It can be misunderstood when you don't discern a thing, right? If you don't recognize what it is when you see it. So there's so many things that's going on in the world today. And then we're looking at them, but we don't quite understand them, amen? We don't know what's going on sometimes because we're not discerning the time. You know, when you said discerning the time or understanding the time, by if you discern the time from the word, then you already know what's going on, right? You already know what period of life that we're in. We realize that what? We're in the last days, right? And all the things that God said that would be in the last days, we're seeing those things, and we should be able to discern to know that something is taking place by what? By the things that I see. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Because that's what discerning is. You know, I'm looking at something, I'm discerning. You know how some of the sisters, I know how y'all are. With the sisters sometimes, y'all see somebody else, and you look at her right away. I know what she's about. I know who she is. You know, you kind of discern that, amen? Sometimes you've never met them. You've never been too close to them, but as soon as you see them and you get around them, all of a sudden, you kind of discern something about them, don't you? You kind of understand some things just from the way they talk, just from the way they act. Just from the things they do, all of a sudden you started discerning some things about those people, don't you? Amen? You know, especially our mamas and things like that, you know. You know, you took a girlfriend home or whatever and to meet your mama, and they'd look at them right away. And ain't nothing but a hussy there. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we always say we have to all... You know, they always say, always take your boyfriend home to mama, amen?
Yes, right.
And then let daddy check him out sometime. And daddy can tell you right away because daddy knows from who he is and his attitude of who he was.
Yes.
And he can look at him and tell you whether or not that guy is whether or not he's like him or whatever, amen, because he's able to discern that, you know, from experience. Sometimes we discern from what? Experience, amen? And sometimes we discern things from what we see sometimes. Or sometimes we discern things by what we've heard sometimes, right? You know, and when you see it, all of a sudden you kind of understand what's going on from the things you've heard, from the things you've seen, amen, or from the things you believe, amen. And sometimes if we don't discern a thing, we can misunderstand it. And if you misunderstand it, sometimes you'll cast away something that was good for you, but you didn't discern it correctly, and you threw your blessings away. Mm-hmm. There may have been a person in your life that you didn't discern them correctly, and all of a sudden you pushed that person to the side because what you really thought about him wasn't really who he was. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Anybody ever been there? You know, have you ever seen some people you thought was snobbish? Huh?
Yeah.
You thought they were snobbish people, but they really wasn't snobbish people. And when you got to know that person, and all of a sudden you found out that person is just like a little lamb, but you thought they were smart and ready to go boxing all the time, but because you weren't looking at them in the right manner, amen. And so many times we miss our blessings. And not only do we miss our blessing, we even miss God because we don't discern a thing correctly. Amen. St. John 1 and 10. Well, maybe I might have to read down. Amen. Let me see. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to start at St. John chapter 1, verse 10. Amen. The Bible said he was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Amen? But what did we say? He was in the world.
Yeah.
Now he is the creator of the world. He is the creator of all things. came to the world and the world didn't know him. They didn't discern him correctly, did they? Because they didn't come the way they thought he was going to come, and therefore they missed him because they didn't discern him correctly. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, they didn't understand. They didn't know him. They didn't discern him correctly. And see, God said we got to discern things correctly, because if we don't discern something correctly, we will mistakenly put it away or not accept it or receive it is because of the way you discern it to be. Amen. Amen. So here, when he came into the world, the creator of the world came into the world, and the world didn't even know him. The world didn't even accept him. The world didn't even respect him, because he didn't come the way they thought. They thought that he should have came. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And see, God sometimes appeared differently and yet remained God. Amen. Amen. See, he came in another, I call it, he came in another form. He came to his own people as a people, but they didn't discern him to be God because they didn't discern him correctly. Amen. They didn't understand him correctly. They didn't understand God correctly. Amen. They didn't realize that God was the spirit and was the person, and they were supposed to understand God from a standpoint of the good works and things that God does, because you never see God. That is why we believe in something that's unseen. God is never seen, but God works is always seen, but he yet remains unseen, but yet he allows him to be seen by the things that he does. But if you don't understand it correctly, you'll get God messed up. See, this is why we got so many gods today, because we don't understand him as God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
People are trying to make him a man, and he never said he was a man. He said he was a spirit. God said he was a spirit. Jesus said he was a spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
The Old Testament prophet said, God is not a man. But you see, if you don't discern him, God, correctly, you would miss God. See, he came to his own, but his own received him not. Amen. So here, what was wrong here? They didn't recognize him. You want to say they didn't recognize him? They didn't recognize him as God. Amen. And so many times we don't recognize things as God, and we get confused and get distraught over something because we didn't recognize it as God. Amen. You see, some of the things that's going on in the world today, you know, we got all of these marching. We got all of this uproar. We got all of this confusion going on. We got all this stuff going on in the world. But everybody looking at it, if you don't discern it right, you're going to miss seeing God in this. Amen. Because if God ever is going to bring change, do you know, things, God always allows things sometimes to get worse before it gets better. Amen?
Amen.
Have you not recognized, amen, before God can raise something up, he has to let it die? Before he raises it up, he let it fall down before he lifts it up, amen? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so sometimes God allows you to go through before he bring you out. Amen. He can't bring you out unless he lets you go through. Amen. What are he going to bring you out if you're not in anything? Amen.
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 This is why we don't discern God right sometimes, because we don't see him sometimes. Amen. You see, in order for God to bring change, sometimes he's got to put you in the fire to bring change. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. See, you might think that God's not loving you because you're in the fire, and not realize that God's love being shedded upon you for putting you in the fire, because the only way he can bring change in your life, he allows you to go through the fire so that he can burn you, so that he can soften you up, amen, so he can bend you and mold you. But if you don't discern it that way, amen, you'll say that it's the devil doing it and it's God. I mean, we got to see him right, amen. He came, but they didn't discern him, amen. And we're having a problem with it because we don't discern the hands and the works of God, amen. So you got to understand the hands and the works of God to realize that whatever God's going to take me, he's going to take me through something to get there. You know, I know some people tell you, well, if you got faith, you don't go through nothing. You never get sick. You never been broke. They tell you all of these things, but they're not discerning God correctly, amen, because I have to recognize that God allows me to go through something in order for me to get somewhere, amen. Amen. He takes me what? He takes me through a valley to get me to the other side, amen. He takes me what? Through the storm, amen, to get me on the other side, amen. He takes me through something to get me where I'm going. It's because if you don't suffer with me, he said you can't reign with me, amen. So we got to recognize that when I'm suffering a little bit and I'm going through something, that God has allowed me to go through something so that he can give me something.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But I got to discern that, amen. If I don't discern that, I will miss God every time. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, even with marriages sometimes, you know, our marriages, you know, we don't want to go through nothing in it. The first complication come up, we want to jump out of it. And the argument that you had, you didn't even recognize God in the midst of it. How many of you realize that if God is going to bring a change in your life, he's got to what? He's got to reveal the sin in your life, or he's going to reveal the dirt in your life, or he's going to reveal some of the faults in your life. And the reason the thing came up in the beginning was to reveal some faults in your life, to show you who you really are. And the only way he can heal something, he has to reveal something to heal something. But if you don't see it that way, what do? You would allow it to cause destruction in your life when the only thing God was trying to do was heal you. The argument you got into, you know, the reason you got in that argument, God, what we call it, God has to test everybody, amen. He has to tip everybody to see where you are. Then if you discern what's happening, you'll be able to go through it more clearly, amen. Did you get what I said? If you discern it, amen. If you discern, well, maybe this is God moving in this, God is doing this, but let me check it out closely and make sure that's what it is, because what? It is God doing that, but I have to discern that it's God, because a lot of times God will come to his own people, and they didn't receive him. They rejected the thing that God sent, or the one that God sent, amen. How many times you rejected the person that God sent to correct you in your life? You rejected him. Because you didn't realize that the person that was speaking for God. And you saw them as somebody else, but that was God speaking, but you didn't discern that it was God that was speaking to you at that time. And therefore, you rejected the counsel of that person because you didn't recognize that was God. How many have been there, amen?
Amen.
Have you recognized that? So here it is. He came to his own, but what? He was in the world, and the world was made by him. Praise God. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. How can you be in the world of something that created you and you don't recognize the one that created you? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Want to get me the Bible? Somebody, give a Bible out there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so we need to, it's right on the corner there. Amen. So you need to recognize God when God is at work. Amen. And the thing about it, you know, we have problems because we don't even recognize one another. Amen. Amen. Turn to the book of Genesis chapter 42. Genesis 42, verse 8. Amen. We want to talk about Joseph for a minute here. Amen. And the reason we want to talk about Joseph, because what? God had promised Joseph that he was going to rule over his brethren. Amen. And even though God had promised him that he was going to rule over him, his brother wanted to make sure. They wanted to make sure that that vision wasn't going to come to pass. Amen. Come on, amen. You know, when God promised you something, the devil is always is there to try to stop you from accomplishing what God said you would accomplish. Amen. You need to recognize, whenever you're trying to do something, you need to right away recognize that what? A storm going to come up. Amen. And the storm comes up to hinder you from what? The storm comes up to hinder you from getting to the place that God wants you to be. So you got to recognize the devil also, amen. If God has told you to do something, and you wonder why it's so hard for you to do, you need to discern right away. That must be the devil, right? Mm-hmm. Huh? Come on. But whenever you're not doing something right, you got to recognize that must be the devil, amen. See, you need to discern that that was the devil, amen. So look at here in Genesis chapter 42, verse 8. It talks about Joseph's brother and coming to him. Now, they were the one that got rid of him, sold him into slavery, because they didn't want his dream to come to pass. I wonder why is it that so many of us come against one another to try to stop the other one from accomplishing that goal. I wonder why we like that. I wonder why we are so jealous of one another, amen. Hallelujah. I wonder why, you know, what do we call it? I wonder why we have the crab effect in our lives so much. We never want to see somebody else up, amen. We don't want to see one another excel, amen. And every time somebody excels, somebody always wants to pull them down because they don't discern that that's their brother. Hallelujah. Huh? Somebody's always there trying to stop you from excelling. Why do we do that to one another? When God made the world, God created Adam and Eve. And all creation come from Adam and Eve. How do we get so divided by what color we are? How can we say that we're not brothers and sisters, even though our shade of color might be different? But yet you don't want to recognize me as your brother, or you don't want to recognize me as your sister. There's something wrong with your discernment, because if we all have one creator and we all come from one mother, Eve herself, if we all came from the same person, what makes us different from each other? Our discernment, there must be a lack of discernment, isn't it? If you can't see me as your brother, and I can't see you as my sister, regardless to the color, regardless to whether we call nationality, regardless to the race or whatever, if you still can't see me as your brother, and then there's something wrong with your discernment. If the white man can't see the black man as his brother, there's something wrong with his discernment, amen? You get what I'm trying to say? Because if I know that we're all one and the same, and we all come from one creator, and God made us all the same, he made all mankind equal to one another, and then if we can't see each other as being equal to one another, there must be something wrong with my discernment. Now here, in Genesis here, the disciples, I mean the brother, his brethren come to Egypt, and now he's ruler in Egypt. But even though now he's ruler in Egypt, now here's a guy that was born with them, that was raised up with them. Here's the one that they sold into slavery. And now when they get to, now that he's grown up and he achieved what God said he was achieved, and now he's in Egypt as a leader, and they come to their brethren, but the verse, what does it say that 42 and 8?
Joseph recognized his brother, but they did not recognize him.
Isn't that something? How can it be that Joseph recognized them as his brethren, but they didn't recognize Joseph as their brother? Have you ever thought about that? That Joseph recognized them as his brethren, but they didn't recognize Joseph
as their brother. My God. I'm talking about discernment, amen. I'm talking about understanding of something, amen. I recognize you as my brethren, but you don't recognize me as yours. When you got prejudice in your life, amen, I'm still recognize you as my brethren, but you don't see me as your brother. And the reason you treat me the way you treat me is because you don't see me as your. Are y'all with me today? The reason we treat one another the way we treat one another is because we don't see each other as. You couldn't hate your sister or your cousin or Nene or whoever she is. You couldn't hate her. The only way you can hate her is that you don't see her as your brother or your sister, amen. Huh? See, you're not discerning God. Because if you were discerning God in the midst of this, you would see everybody the same, because God sees everybody the same. But if you saw God the same, you would recognize your brother and sister regardless of who they are, what color they are. Because we're not supposed to be seen by color, because faith doesn't look at the outward appearance. Faith looks at the heart. See, God looks at the soul. When you are who you are, by what's on the inside of you, not who on the outside of you. Come on, are you with me here?
Amen, amen.
How can you call somebody else your sister and they don't call you their sister? How can we be saints of God, and how can we be ministers of God, and how can we say that we're all God's children and we've all born alike, but yet I see you as my brethren, but you don't see me as your brother. How can that be? Even when it comes to the body of Christ, you know, even when you take communion, you all know what the communion said. When you take communion, he said we need to spiritually discern something. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I believe, where it's at. But when it talks about partaking of the body, when you take communion, how can you take communion and say that you're part of the body of Christ, even though I see you as my brethren, but you don't see me as your brethren, and then you're drinking the wine and eating the bread and call yourself part of the body? But there must be some lack of discernment there. Come on, y'all. Are y'all with me? Are you listening to what I'm saying today? There's something wrong with the discernment, right? Because if we're breaking the bread, if we're eating the bread, and we're drinking the blood, and we're partaking of the same body, how can you exclude me from being part of the body if I'm your brother? Are you with me here? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? How can you exclude me? If you're partaking of the bread of Jesus and eating the bread and drinking of the blood, and then you're going to turn around and hate your brethren, why are you taking communion? How can you take communion and be angry with somebody? Come on, y'all. Are we all supposed to be the same blood and same body? How many bodies is it? Is there one Lord, there's one faith, one baptism, there's one everything, there's one God and all? There's not three gods, there's only one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Everything is one body. But then if you exclude me and you're taking communion, you're discerning the body. You're not paying any attention, amen. You're not counting me to be your what? You're not counting me as your brother. You're not counting me as your sister. You have separated me and made me somebody else. Amen? Huh? Somebody came into the body, you excluded them. You just sent away part of yourself.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
God loves us all the same. That he makes no difference, amen. He said there's no difference between what? The Jews or the Greek, the bond or the free, male or female. There's no difference in Christ Jesus that God loves us all. And why are you excluding me? Amen?
Amen.
Are y'all with me here? I'm talking about discerning, amen. Why in the 11th chapter here, why did he say we should be discerning the body because we didn't discern the body? Amen? I have received of the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So he said, what? He said, when we take the bread, he said, this is my. See, are we discerning the bread as the body? Are you accepting the bread as the body? Amen? See, do you discern that's the body of Jesus? Amen? And we are all partakers of that one body. Amen? If we are all partakers of that one body, then that means there's nobody else separated from it who's in Christ. Amen? That we are all one in that body, and you're going to separate me because you don't discern that I'm part of it. You see, the hand has said to the feet, I have no need of you. And so get out the body. But if you cast away the feet, amen, you just threw away part of the body. You didn't discern that the foot belong on the body. And you thought you didn't have no need of it. How many of us, amen, we don't discern the body of Christ, amen. We don't discern what's going on in the church. We look at it as something being separate. I'm Pentecostal. I'm Church of God. I'm Church of Christ. I'm Church of something. And looking at all that, but we don't realize that we're all supposed to be part of that one body. That all spirit-filled people, amen, became part of one body because it was the spirit that brings us together to make us unified together, amen. But we have to deserve that we what? We are all part of one another. Today is the most segregated day of the week. Amen. You got the white churches and you got the black churches, and you got the Mexican churches. I didn't understand the Hispanic churches because, you know, a lot of people in there speak Spanish, you know. And so if you're going to talk to them in Spanish. But all that speak English should already know that we can do it anywhere because what? We are all part of what? One another, amen. Huh? Come on, say it. The black church is not separated from the white church, and the white church is not separated from the black church and the English church or whatever church is. We have to discern that we are all part of one body because we all partake of the same bread. Are you with me?
Amen.
Huh? We're all drinking the same blood. We are all in the same body, but if we don't discern one another, we will separate from one another. And if you don't discern the body, it might not be good for you to be partaking of that bread. What is that, verse 28? Go down to verse 28. I'm going to skip a little bit there. 1 Corinthians 11 and 28. Yeah.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat.
All right, read on. Verse 29.
For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself,
mm-hmm.
not discerning the Lord's
We always thought it, you know, when we say that, oh, you know, maybe I messed up and I'm not taking communion because I messed up today. That's our discernment of the body, right? You know, I sin. So what better time to take communion than after you sin? That's what brings you back together, don't it? That's when you realize what? Your sins has been given when you partake, when you drink the blood, don't you? But what are you talking about? If you're not discerning the body, that means if you don't see us all supposed to be joined together, then you're not discerning the body. If you don't see that person as your sister, or you don't see that brother as your brother, you're not discerning the body. Because we are all, it's only how many bodies? It's only one body, amen. But if you have a lack of discernment about the one body, then you shouldn't be partaking of the communion, is because you're not discerning your brethren. You know, when the rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, keep the law. He said, which of them? You know, don't kill, don't steal, honor your mother and father, and went on and on. And then Jesus said, you lacking one thing. Go sell what you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. He could see himself as being somebody, but he wasn't concerned about what? He wasn't concerned about his brethren. See, a lot of times we come in, but we don't discern. We're not concerned about one another. How can we say that we're partaking of the communion of Christ and we're not concerned about one another? How can you be a black church and a white church and you're not concerned about one another? We're all separate. You go to yours, I go to mine, you know. We're not a body. I'm glad my eye didn't run off from me. I'm glad it stayed up there, amen. And didn't go off there by itself and say, I don't belong in your head. I'm talking about discernment, amen. See, we as a people, we got to change our ideals about one another because we're all part of one another. Huh?
Amen.
We got to change the way we look at one another because we are all part of one another. Amen. Because if you discern God that way, that God is in everything and God is through everything and God made everything, and if we can recognize if God did all of those things, then if I'm going to be accepting God, I got to be able to accept what? All things that are in God or that God made. So how can a person that was made after the image of God, and then I called them a name or something, I didn't discern God in that person. You call them a SOB or something, you didn't discern God in that person. Because they wasn't a SOB, they was a son of God. You get what I'm trying to say, amen? Y'all know how y'all talk. Stop playing. Stop playing with me. You know what you say. You know you cuss. Praise God. But I'm still talking about discernment here. You know, you get what I'm saying? I'm still talking about discernment, amen. I'm talking about discerning one another, discerning other people, amen. And regardless to who they are and what they do, you still got to discern them as a child of God because God created them. Just because they don't have much, they still child God's child, ain't they? Amen? Amen. Just because some of them went off on the deep end, they still. And you got to discern them as a soul, amen. And God said, all souls belong to me, amen. And whenever we get to a place we start discerning that, amen, we're going to recognize when I see a man hungry, when I see somebody on the street, when I see somebody needs some help, I'm going to go there and pick them up because I discern that that person is a part of me. Just like Joseph, he recognized them as brethren, but they didn't recognize him. Has that always been with his God? People don't recognize God. We always get confused by him. Sometimes what people start worshiping the creature more than the creator, they start worshiping things God created more than they worship the God that created it, amen. Because they get confused about who God is. And so even as it's talking Corinthians, you're partaking of the body of Christ, but you're not discerning Christ. You're not discerning the body. Huh? You're not paying any attention to the blood, what the blood did for you. Why are you drinking the blood if you don't believe that you was forgiven of your sin? Amen. Why are you still going around and talk about you a sinner? And drinking the blood at the same time. Are you with me here? You get what I'm trying to say, amen. You're still calling yourself something that you're not because the blood has changed you and washed you and made you who you are, and you're still calling yourself something that the blood didn't wash you away from, amen. You're still doing things that the blood has cleansed you from. What is it? What is it about that? You are not discerning what the blood did for you. Can you discern what the blood did for you? My sins have been forgiven because of what the blood has done for you, amen? Not for what I do for myself, but because of what the blood has did for me. You see, if you don't discern the blood, you will never feel like you've been forgiven of your sins. If you don't put the blood in the midst of your confession, amen? If you don't put the blood in the midst of your salvation, you will never feel like you've been cleansed, but that's why you got to discern the blood, what the blood did for me, and because of what the blood did for me, I am saved because of the blood of Jesus. And that brother, or that sister has become my brother, has become my sister, not because of me, but because of the blood that united us together, made us one. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on, they said we're one with him, amen. He's not ashamed to call us brethren, amen. See, because he discerned the body, you see. He recognized there was one body. And now we're the body of Christ, amen. And Jesus is part of that body. And because we're part of that body, that means we're part of him, amen. And now he's part of us, amen. And now we have been united together, amen, so that we can be one with the Father in him. We just got to discern the blood. And see what the blood did. Amen. And not take communion and call them yonder folks over there, you know, them kind of folks over there. And you know what I'm trying to say, amen? And them yonder folks over there, you know, they different from me. So what's the difference in us? What difference did God make? And anybody say anything? What difference did God make? If I don't discern that, I'm always going to see difference. I hear people all the time say they don't see color. But why you got eyes if you don't see no color? You get what I'm trying to say? You just lied. That's all you did. You just lied when you said you don't see no color. You're just a liar. You do see color. So what is it? You got to look beyond that, amen. Because if we're not looking at what we see, the outward appearance, right? The outward appearance, you're going to see color, right? But if I look at who you are on the inside and discern your inward being, then I can always accept you, not because of your outward, but because of what's in you. But I got to discern God, right? I got to see it the way God sees. You know, when David came to be, when they got rid of the anointed the king, what did God tell us? I don't see the way you see. Man look at the outward appearance, but I look at their heart, amen. When you can look at the heart of man and realize that the heart of man or the mind of man has been created by God, the Creator, amen, and he made it, amen. amen, and he's in the midst of it, amen, then I've got to look at you according to the way the Creator made you. I must deserve that, and if I always deserve that, I will never be jealous of you, amen. I will never be prejudiced of you. I will never want to kill you, amen. I will never want to steal from you. I will never want to take from you, because I deserve that. What? You are my sister, and you are my brother, and I see you as that because I deserve God. How many discern God in the midst of this, amen? That you don't want to be like they were with Joseph. Joseph knew that they were his brother, but they didn't know that they were Joseph's brother. Amen? They didn't deserve it. It took them a while for them to see it. I'm praying right now that the whole world, we would start seeing each other as their brothers and sisters, amen. The white folks, like Martin Luther King said, we would walk hand in hand, and we would be joined together in unity, and we would be brothers and sisters, amen, that we all can see that we have been unified in God, and we all join together, that the white preacher will stand up for his brother, amen. The privileged people will stand up for the underprivileged people, amen. See, if you were deserting the body, you would be able to do that without prejudice. How can you say you are preaching the gospel and you don't believe in unity of the body? Are y'all with me today, amen? Huh? How can you say that it's the gospel of Jesus? And the gospel of Jesus is what brought people together. The gospel of Jesus is what took down prejudice, amen. Huh? So that we are all one and the same. There was no more Samaritans, amen. That Samaritans now have become your brothers, amen. There was no more Pharisees. And the Sadducees who accepted Jesus, there will be no more Sadducees. But we will be all one in Christ Jesus and worship God in spirit and in truth. And if there's only one spirit, how can you be worshiping God in spirit and then you don't discern your brother? And you're taking communion every Sunday. You need to be communing with the Word so you can recognize your brethren. Are y'all with me today? Huh? We got to cut that out. See, if we want to bring a change to the world, we got to start discerning one another. I got to see you as my brethren, amen. You got to see them as your sister, amen. When we start seeing everybody as brothers and sisters, then we're going to love one another and get along with one another because we start discerning one another. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got to recognize your parent, amen. You got to recognize. See, the Bible says in Romans 1, when they knew him as God, they wouldn't recognize him as God. Isn't that what it said? They didn't recognize him as God. Is that right? They didn't recognize Jesus as God, amen. That's why he came to his own, and his own didn't receive him, because they didn't recognize him, amen. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 1 says, when they knew him as God, they didn't recognize him as God, and became vain in their imaginations, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. What's happening? No discernment. Nature was trying to show them who they was, but they didn't recognize that was God. The body was trying to tell them who they were, but they didn't recognize it as what? They didn't recognize it as God, amen. God was trying to correct them, but they didn't recognize God's correction. They threw it to the side. They didn't recognize it. Huh? Do you recognize God's correction? When somebody's trying to tell you something about the Word, they're trying to tell you something that you need to do, trying to tell you need to seek God, and God is the deliverer. He will deliver you and can deliver you, amen, if you call upon his name, if you would pray. But a lot of times that, even though we know that we should pray, and we know that God says pray, but we won't pray, and then we'll stand back and allow the enemy to take us over. Why is it? Because we didn't recognize what God said at the time. He said pray about it,
But we didn't pray about it. We just went on, and the thing took us over because we didn't do what God said. Amen?
Amen.
Are we ready to? Are we going to start discerning things differently now? Huh? If you had any kind of feelings, then you need to remove them. Because you can't be partaking of the body and drinking the blood. And how does that say again? For he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Unworthy. Now, you thought being unworthy means you messed up last night. That was that big old sin. I did that big sin last night, Lord. I can't take communion this morning because I did the big sin last night. Amen. And not recognize that you got hatred, jealousy, you separated from somebody else. Guess what? That's when you're not deserving the body, eh? Is that what it says? Do you see it that way? That's what it is, eh? When you jealous, got hatred, and all of that stuff, and separated yourself, and thinking you more than somebody else, you just didn't deserve the Lord's body, amen? Huh? You think because you got a lot of money that you somebody? You think because of some position you in, you somebody? You're not looking at the body, amen? Even though my eyes, what is the smallest thing on your body? Is your eye the smallest? What? Huh? Anyway, if your eye might be the smallest, you might think the eye is the smallest thing on the body. Amen? And you might think that it's not necessary. But you lose that eye and see what kind of problems you have. Amen? Oh, you think your little twinkly finger right there, you know. Whatever you call it, amen. You take your little twinkly finger and you think that little finger isn't important. It might not be important until you try to grip something. You know, you be trying to hammer something and hammer fly at your hand because you couldn't grip it good enough. Every little part of the body is necessary and important, amen. And so we have to recognize, too, that every person that is in the body of Christ is necessary. Praise God. I know y'all don't like that rust on your foot, but it's necessary. You know how y'all have to scrape your foot. You might not think that's necessary, but that's necessary because that's what? That's new, what do you call it? That new pigment or new skin growing on. It's necessary. You get what I'm trying to say? The stuff that you despise sometimes is necessary in your body. The stuff that stinks, the things that stink on you and come out and you stink is necessary. I'm just getting all the way down to it. I'm just trying to show you what's necessary. See, the things that you despise the most is necessary. That's all I'm trying to say. The thing that you despise the most is necessary. Is that right? Now, nobody don't believe that. Praise God. Not deserting the body, amen. You have to recognize that you are your brother's keeper, amen. How many know that they're their brother's keeper?
Amen.
You're supposed to take care of your brother, amen. When Jesus talked about the Good Samaritan, he went down the road and there was a brother had failed among thieves, and they had stripped him, they had robbed him and took everything he had, and then the Levite came down with the church member. Amen. Amen. And who was the other one? Well, the Levite and who else there? They came down, a Pharisee or whatever, they came down, another church member. Amen. And just a small church member. And they saw this guy in the ditch, been stripped of everything that he had. They passed on by. They didn't take time out because they didn't discern that there was their brother in the ditch. You know why you don't help people sometimes? Because you don't discern them as your brother. You don't see them as being somebody. You know why you run from the homeless sometimes? Because
Oh, I can't be around them. Just because you got somewhere to stay, you put him down. You don't discern him as your brother. Amen? Hmm? Drugs and stripped the brother of everything that he had. He in the ditch. Drugs got him, you know. I mean, he don't want to be on drugs. He don't want to be strung out. Amen?
Amen?
He don't like being strung out. He's just in a place that he don't know how to get free from it. People don't like what they do. Don't like the things they do. A lot of them don't, anyway. Some of them enjoy it. But most of them don't like what they do. But the Levites came down and saw them in their condition. They passed right on by. I ain't stopping getting no poor man that. He might rob me. I'd steal. Now, we got Brother Tommy's not like that. Now. Brother Tommy will pick you up, take you out, and get you something to eat. Peach, if whatever he got, if he able, he'll do that for the poor people, you know. You see, a lot of us has never been to the, a lot of us in here haven't been down before, and the reason you don't know how to help people that down because you've never been down. Amen. Some of us never been broke, and when I call broke, I don't mean not having no money in the bank, but broke where you just outside. You know what I mean. And then if you've never been there, you don't understand those that get there. And then when you see your brother in there, you don't discern their problem because you don't know about their problem. Amen. See, God put us here to help one another. Amen. God put us here to help each other up. God put you in this earth. Amen. The reason he gave you the Holy Spirit, amen, is to help you up and to help you to be able to help somebody else up. Amen. See, if God has helped you up, you need to discern that God wants you to help somebody else up.
Amen.
He didn't make you successful just to be successful on your own. He made you successful so you can help somebody else become successful. But if you don't discern your brother, and then you'll never be a help to nobody. Because you're thinking wrong. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're thinking wrong. You got to change your thinking. Amen. You got to realize that we are all one and the same, regardless. We all can get caught up in a predicament sometime, amen? You can be up today and flatter your back tonight.
Amen.
8 seconds, time. You never wanted to help nobody else when they was down, now you down. I wonder why nobody don't come by and help me. Don't nobody come to see me. I've been out here in church. I've been out here in the hospital for 2 months and nobody came back. You know why nobody came back? Because you never went back when you was up. See, whatever you do today, amen, will be a reward for you tomorrow. Hallelujah. How many realize that, amen? Whatever you do today will be a reward for you tomorrow, amen. If you don't save nothing today, you're going to be broke tomorrow. If you spend all your money this week, you're going to be broke next week or next month. Amen. You go out and party today, you're going to be broke tomorrow. See, you're not discerning what you have, amen, or you're not paying any attention to what you got, amen. I'm talking about discernment, amen. If you can discern that you're not saved, we want to give you an opportunity to be saved, amen. If you know you haven't repented and you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus and you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to be saved. You ought to be able to discern that. Nobody has to tell you you need to be saved because you should recognize that you were born in sin and the wages of sin is death, but Jesus Christ paid the debt for it. And you can be saved. And when you get saved, it changes your life. Sometimes it don't change your condition right away, but it changes the way you think about it. Because your whole problem is in your does anybody know about what do they call them? Rays and molecules and stuff you can't see and all that. But they are always at work. Amen. Y'all smart people, that'd be too high for me. But amen. You know how you say a word from back there? I didn't see that word. But some type of way, it got from you to me, and I couldn't even see it coming. And it hit my eardrums, and I know it wasn't a thing, when I called it a thing, maybe. It was something that came from you, from back there to here, that hit my eardrum and went to my brain, and my brain calculated it, or whatever you want to call it, and then told me what you said. But nothing physical was moved. Nothing physical was moved, but yet something got from you to me, and there was no physical in it, was it? You ever thought about that? Nothing physical in it. Amen? You ever thought about that? What you see, it goes out and hit an object. There was nothing physical that went out there and hit the object. But when it hit the object, it came back to your mind, and your mind began to calculate it to try to figure out what it is. Nothing physical in that, was it? I know that. That would be, is that physical? So that's physics, so that's too deep for me, amen. So what I'm trying to say to you, you can take God's word and accept it in your life. Nothing physical happened, but that word hit your heart somewhere or hit your mind, and all of a sudden it changed into something that caused you to understand something that you never understood before. But it was nothing physical, amen. The Bible said it was a word. Is that what it said? In the beginning was the word, and the word was what? And the word was God. And then when you try to say that there's not a God, how do you see, or how do you hear, or how do you even understand if there was no God? Where did your mind come from? Where did your thoughts come from? Amen? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Where does all this come from? So if you need a change in your life, all you need for a word to hit something in there, and whatever's up there, go to work, and then give you an idea or a thought about something and change your life. That's how easy it is. That's why the word works, bro. Nothing physical. I'm learning about it. It's not physical. It's not physical. Come on, say it. It's not physical, amen. It's a spiritual thing, amen. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. That's why the word of God works. Because it hits part of you that causes the part of you to change his idea about something, and as soon as it changes his idea about them, your whole being changed from something that, amen? You know when somebody acting a fool, you look out there and say, man, he just acting a fool. So how do you know that he's a fool? Because of the way he's acting, right?
Amen.
You know, I was out there one time, you know, I got drunk way back, and acting a fool. What was wrong with me? Really, I was acting that way because I was a fool, wasn't it? My thoughts wasn't right, amen. Praise God. Amen. Anybody want to be saved? Praise God. Come on, I say, we got to start discerning things better, amen. Anybody want to be saved? Amen. Anybody got a testimony? Got a praise report? Amen. God bless y'all and keep y'all on Facebook. We'll see y'all next week. Amen. Amen.
Top flight.
We in the build,
yeah.
We in the build,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got London
Lit.
On the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money, I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and there wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow, asking God to open the door. But he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley Coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know
how to play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.